He noticed that there was some writing on his napkin. It was a map. Ambrose had drawn an escape route. It turned out Mr. Lunch's jail room was right over in a...
My name is Victoria Ketty, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Mosquito, stories, comedy, music, and creative chit-chat. Hosted by Carmen Borgia and Nancy Giles. Whether you're in the grip of an artistic process or trying desperately to avoid one, stop by or tune in and we'll get through it together. The Mosquito is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill the third Monday of every month from 10 p.m. to midnight. Tune in if you don't feel like going out, or come over to the theater if you prefer a warm beverage and humans in a room. Tune in this Monday from 10 p.m. to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Just don't understand what's going on across this land.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Food New York.
I'm Justin Maiman. This is Ginger Radio Hour, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. Not sure why that buzz is so buzzy today, but I'm going to fix that. We're really looking at standards today. In part because we're thinking and talking and listening to the American Songbook. Much more about that coming up, but let's kick it off with Nina Simone.
In my solitude, you reverie
in my solitude I'm praying, dear Lord above, send me back.
Somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who was over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the I know I could always be good to one who watched over to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Give it my best shot there with that Willie track on vinyl. I can't see the scratch, but it's clearly there. We're going to go right back into some more music. You're listening to Ginger Radio Hour on WGXC, Acra 90.7 FM. Obviously, this is live. That was Sam Sadagurski, somebody you heard on this very show last year with at the time, and it may have even been the year before. That's featuring, of course, Nathan Cochi on the accordion, Sam Sadagurski on the clarinet. This is Ginger Radio Hour, and today we're in the midst of our pledge drive here on WGXC. We're celebrating 13 years on the radio. And in order to celebrate and to really underline what community radio is and why we do it, I had a chance to talk with one of our other volunteer programmers, Maria Manhattan. She, of course, hosts the Hudson Cafe, which is dedicated to the American Songbook. That may be the theme for today. So she and I got a chance to talk a bit about why radio is important to her, to us, and to the community. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But to set it up, I've got some Dinah Washington. Listen to this.
If you want to have fun, come home with me. You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing this year, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Last night I was watching Old Tom Mix. My TV broke, I was in a fix. I got on the phone, called my man, said, get here, Daddy, as fast as you can. TV is the thing this year. Oh, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. And TV is the thing this year. Now he turned my dial to channel one. I knew that this was gonna be fun. He turned my dial to channel two. That station thrilled me through and through. He moved one notch to channel three. I said, how I love what you're doing to me. He said, wait a minute, let's try channel four. Just about the time someone knocked on the door. TV is the thing this year. Oh yes, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. The way he eased into channel five, that man must have had fluid drive. He moved once more to channel six, then he opened up his bag of tricks. On channel seven, the show was late, but we got our kicks. On channel eight, he turned my dial to channel nine, said, baby, your set is fine. He moved on up to channel ten, then we started all over again. He finally hit channel 11. I cried, mama, he treats your daughter good. TV is the thing this year. Yes, radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year.
I disagree with Dinah Washington there, but I played that because it's a terrific song. And also, it was recorded 75 years ago, when TV was the thing. But my point here is radio still is. Radio's still here, and so are we. Starting today, anytime, but of course in the middle of a pledge drive, you, the community, have a chance to become a sustaining member. My goal for this pledge drive is to sign up 4 people through Ginger Radio Hour. And maybe you'll be the first one. To do that, you can donate online at wgxc.org/donate. Or you can call us at 518-697-7400. You should become a sustaining member today. I am. And here's some more reasons. You get to listen to shows like this and to shows like the Hudson Cafe by Maria Manhattan. She and I spoke the other day via Zoom. She was in Hudson, I was in Cairo. And here is me and Maria talking about what got her into the radio, and WGXC, she's been on the air here for 9 years. So listen in. Here's me and Maria talking.
All I knew when I started the show was that I grew up with a certain kind of music because my dad was a professional musician in New York. He worked with lots of orchestra leaders. He did a Broadway show with Jack Benny. So I was really exposed to music that came from Broadway shows and then got used, became popular because popular singers would record this music. And then jazz artists would record the versions that became popular. And so my dad would have to learn these songs as soon as the shows came out. And I grew up with practicing all of this music, like in the afternoons, because he always worked at night. And plus his taste of music, always leaned towards like the American songbook. So, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of Ella Fitzgerald and he loved Earl Garner, you know, a lot of really good singers. And that just was something that's very comfortable for me. And even though my generation was really of the 60s and I love that music, somehow this music from before that time is really what's in my heart. And I just wanted to help keep it alive in a way. And also there are so many young performers who now do the old tunes. Like there's a terrific young singer named Samara Joy and Cecile McLaurin-Salvon came on the scene a few years ago. She's amazing. And there really are a lot of young artists doing the old repertoire. So I wanted my show to honor those old artists, and certainly I play Billie Holiday and, you know, some of the great Sarah Vaughan and all, but I try to mix it up with younger people doing the older songs. But I also, I tend to throw in a lot of odd things too. I mean, I define the American songbook as very broad, and, you know, it could be anything. So, you know, this last Valentine's Day, I had a little segment on the girl groups from the late 50s, so early 60s. My affinity for this music came from it's just kind of being in my blood. I've heard it for so long, and I grew up going to Broadway shows. I loved all those old musicals from the 60s. I'd always get the album and play it to death. So you know, these popular songs, the ones that Billie Holiday recorded and Sinatra and everyone, they originated in Broadway shows. That was really the source. And it's always interesting to me to hear something like maybe that was recorded in the 20s or the 30s from the show. And then you hear a popular version of it, and it's so different. But it just proves that the songs, the structure of the songs was so good that they've lasted. You know, I mean, Rodgers and Hart, Cole Porter, they were pretty darn amazing.
So can you tell me a little bit about how you came to discover WGXC and then how you came to be on the air?
Yeah, when I moved to Hudson about 15 years ago, and I was born and raised in New York City. And when I got here, I really was looking for a community. Living in New York, a lot of my friends had started to move away, and I had less of a community. As an artist, I knew a lot of other artists, and that was a community, but it became, I know New York was getting a lot more expensive. People were starting to move further away. So when I came up here, I just had this feeling of wanting to connect in some way. And So I'd always wanted to do a radio show, and have thought about it for a long time. But in New York, I would never have the opportunity to do that. And I heard about WGXC and started listening, and I just thought, you know, that's something I could do. So I got in touch and wrote a proposal and started with them 9 years ago. And it was over in the building on Columbia Street, which even though it was very funky, it was so cool because its windows were right on the park on 7th and Columbia. I don't know if you remember the program Northern Exposure. I always felt like I was in that show because you could look out the window at people going by while you were on the air, not to mention the fact that the freight train would come by like maybe 6 feet from the window. So you would hear this train clanging by, and it meant you had to be spontaneous. You had to stay on your toes, you know. I would sometimes play music that was appropriate to the train going by. But that, you know, starting up and meeting various people, Nevo Wortel was there, and Alana Medlock, and Ellen Thurston was on right before me. And I really loved that era because everyone was there in that one studio, and as someone was getting off the air, someone was going on the air. So you had like a minute to switch over. The seat was still warm. And I kind of missed those days a little. Yeah.
Maria, do you remember your first show?
My first show? Yeah, the first show was 2 hours. And I played, I think I opened with Billie Holiday. With "Ooh, What a Little Moonlight Can Do," that just had a tempo that I thought could set a tone. And I remember the show, it was an evening show, so I purposely had the music being, I don't know, more appropriate to the evening. And I remember I played a few Dan Hicks songs. I always loved Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, an old San Francisco band. And yeah, I kind of remember those things. I think I played Errol Garner, Catherine Russell. Yeah, so it was an upbeat show. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
That is Maria Manhattan. She's a volunteer programmer here at WGXC and hosts the Hudson Cafe. You can listen to that program the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month at 11 a.m. Maria talked a bit about some of the music she played on her very first show 9 years ago. And I was just looking at the playlist for her last show, which was on February 14th. She played Fats Domino, more Billie Holiday, Joni Mitchell. Susanna McCorkle, Shirley Horn. The list goes on. It's a tremendous show. And this is what you get here on Community Radio on WGXC. So I want to make one last pitch for becoming a sustaining member today so that you can listen to more Ginger Radio Hour and more Hudson Cafe. You can donate online right now at wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. Operators, humans, we're all standing by to take your donations. You can make a one-time donation, or better yet, become a sustaining member today. My goal is four people to sign up here in the next week or so. So please help us out. I asked Maria to make a pitch too for all of you listening who might not be members yet. Here's what she said.
You know, I keep saying there are so many new people in this area in just the last 5 years. It's unbelievable. And they have no idea that WGXC exists. And it feels like people come here wanting to know what's going on and be part of what's going on. They sense something's happening here. And I want to tell them WGXC is part, a major part of what's happening. And, you know, get with it. If you want to support your new community, support the local radio station. Way to go.
Yeah, get with it.
Well, I knew...
Sorry. Of course, I went right back to the beginning of the interview. Maria says, get with it. Support your community radio station. You can do that right now at wgxc.org/donate or call us 518-697-7400. So one of the things I learned from Maria, and as you heard her talk about in the interview, is that she was inspired by her father, who was a musician playing mostly in New York City in the 50s. I think he played for decades and decades. His name was Jimmy Scattuccio. And Jimmy had lots of recordings, and she shared some of them with me, so I'd like to play one right now for you. Jimmy played the accordion. And here's a recording he did in the 50s with a Cuban band on the Spanoramic label. You're only going to hear this on WGXC. Here's the track that Maria provided me with. This is Jimmy Scattuccio.
Mis derechos de mujer, yo te quiero como a nadie he querido, pero no abuses porque yo puedo encontrar otro amor que me sepa comprender. Tú te crees con derecho de varón solamente porque llevas pantalón. Yo respeto tus derechos como esposo. Respeta mis derechos de mujer. Yo respeto tus derechos como esposo. Si respeta mis derechos de mujer. Yo no quiero que me juzgues como mala, ni que pienses que está mal mi proceder. Soy mujer y estoy muy hembra todavía. Las de afuera no son como tu mujer. Yo no puedo sufrir más esta amargura, ni tampoco que me pongas condición. Solo quiero que comprendas, vida mía, mis derechos de mujer. Mis derechos de mujer. No quiero que me juzgues como mala, ni que pienses que está mal mi proceder. Soy mujer y estoy muy hembra todavía. Las de afuera no son como tu mujer. Yo no puedo sufrir más esta amargura, ni tampoco que me pongas condición. Solo quiero que comprendas, vida mía, mis derechos de mujer.
Jimmy Scattuccio from the early 50s on accordion there. I'd like to spend the last 25 minutes of today's Ginger Radio Hour devoted to another accordionist, my father-in-law, Bob Chuk. Bob lived in Perling, and he passed away last week on Valentine's Day. And there's just not enough hours in the day or on this radio show for me to convey all the things that Bob was to me and to his wife, Maria, and his daughters. And so I'm not going to try. But Bob has been featured on this show before, playing the organ. And today I wanted to play as much music as I can from Bob. That's the best way to get to know Bob. So I'm going to play about 9 minutes of a recording that was made in the early 2000s of him playing the accordion. At the time, he was living in San Antonio, and then he and Maria moved here to the Catskills in 2000. So here's Bob Chuk playing the accordion. I'll be back in a bit.
Thank you.
That was Bob Chuk playing the accordion. You may have seen him in 1952. He played an accordion concert that we have the program for. And if you did, he was then known as Bobby Chuk. And he was only 13. And he was definitely a prodigy. The accordion ran in his family. I think almost everybody, his siblings, his parents, played accordion at home. But Bob was the one who, at the age of 10, started taking very serious lessons in Chicago and later Michigan and Florida, and began teaching and giving concerts. And then years later, when I got to meet Bob, if you asked very nicely, he would play for you. And over the years, we've found all sorts of tape recordings, cassette recordings, that he made at various times over the last couple of decades. We had a nice afternoon last week where we got to listen to one of those. And maybe I'll play it here on Ginger Radio Hour in the future. But I wanted to get another side of Bob here on the radio today, which is him on the piano, or in this case, on the Wurlitzer organ. This is a tape, what I called the lost tape, that maybe he never lost it, but one day, as we drove up to Windham on one of our favorite drives to what we called the dump, a.k.a. the transfer station, he would play a lot of music for me, and one day, he played this tape, and it really blew me away. It was a recording that he made in 1978 while he played the Wurlitzer. And I'm going to play a bit of that for you right now. Here's Bob on the organ. I'm getting all of these messages from all of you. I know this is quiet. It's as loud as I can make it. In part because it's a digital recording of a cassette tape. Thank you. So that's Bob Chuke playing the Wurlitzer in the 70s, a recording he made, a self-recording on cassette tape, and I brought it to you via digital today, which maybe was not the perfect way. I couldn't make it louder, but maybe quiet is okay today. Quiet seems to be the space that we're all in right now as we remember Bob Chuke. Bob lived in Perling with Maria. He was born in 1939. That means when he died on Valentine's Day, he was 84. And you're going to be hearing more of his music here on Ginger Radio Hour, because that's what we do. We play music from the community here in the Catskills. If you want to hear the original cassette tape, which I had in my possession on March 7th, go back to Ginger Radio Hour. Just go to wgxc.org. You can search for the Bob Chuke episode from March 7th, 2023. And you can hear that complete tape, both sides, A and B. It's worth it. So, please turn down your radios if you've turned it way up in order to hear some of this. I'm going to end today's show with some music from Tosca Tango Orchestra from the soundtrack Waking Life, which features some great accordion music and much more. You've been listening to Ginger Radio Hour live from the Acre Studio here on 90.7 FM. Thank you for listening.